This meeting is now being recorded.
And Catherine just joined us. Thank you very much all for joining the RDS Who Is Who Leadership Meeting on January 31st, 2018 at 1630 UTC. In attendance today is Susan, Alan, Catherine, and from ICANN.org we have Lisa, Jean-Baptiste, Alice, and Brenda. And the call is being recorded, so please state your name for the transcript, and please begin your leadership meeting.
Thank you, and Jean-Baptiste, as usual, if you could lead it, I'd appreciate it.
Thank you, Ellen, and I appreciate your invitation. So on today's agenda, we have suggested the following: to start with the terms of reference and work plan, followed by the subgroup progress. Who is one recommendation briefings, talking about the face-to-face meeting, a review of the milestones, the review of progress, the outreach plan, scheduling of plenary calls, and I wanted to ask you whether you have anything to add under AOB.
All right, and under scheduling, I think you include the schedule for the next plenary meeting, is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, that looks fine to me. Anyone have any other business? Then let us proceed.
Perfect. So in the terms of reference and work plan, that corresponds to both Lucas Group and the discussion that you had with Chris on the last plenary call, so we believe we have not seen any update from the board caucus group at this stage, but we'll keep you updated if we hear anything. And one of the questions that we had is how do you envision engaging with the review team on deciding what edits need to be made, which was one of the action items?
The real question, if I remember correctly, and my brain is just a little bit fuzzy, is whether we are going to make any changes in the terms of reference because of the, I guess, our decision and the recommendation that we do things in a phased approach. And I think we probably need to add a sentence or two somewhere. And I guess I'll take it upon myself to make some suggestion, and I'll try to do that by the end of business tomorrow, in time for the plenary meeting.
Very cool.
I think that was the only real issue, that is to make it clear that we are going to defer some parts of the discussion until we have a little bit more clarity on GDPR. Is that other people's recollection as well?
Yes. This is Susan. I'm not on the meeting, Adobe or whatever it is. And I've been thinking about, you know, the questions we would ask after the GDPR is put in place.
Yeah, at this point, given the letter that was just received from the European Commission, I'm much more encouraged that we're going to end up with something rational, and we're not going to have a completely new world that we're dealing with, assuming we can actually find some way to implement it. So, go ahead, Catherine.
No, I was just going to say we're also about to send more concrete input building on the letter.
Well,
we should send that by Friday.
Yeah, I was encouraged by using the, you know, words like workable, and I don't even remember what the other ones were, but, you know, I think there were five references to public interest and public interest and public policy in it, and a strong reference not only to law enforcement but the precursors to law enforcement, and I found that very, you know, very encouraging. Now we actually have to implement something that goes along with those words, but you know, pragmatic was the other word that I liked, So hopefully we're going to end up with something closer to realism and not a zealot's implementation of the GDPR. Anyway, that remains to be seen, but that encourages me that our job is not going to be radically different than what we envisioned it to begin with. So, in any case, I will propose some wording in the terms of reference, something probably minimalist, and hopefully we can get approval on the meeting and then submit it.
Alan, I just wanted to raise that Lisa has her hand raised.
Sorry, I wasn't watching. Please, Lisa, go ahead.
Thanks, Alan. Lisa Pfeiffer for the transcript. I missed your last plenary call, but I did listen to the plenary call on playback, and I got the sense from listening to your call that there might be some discussion needed within the review team about which of the objectives might be worked on really near term, not heavily influenced by the GDPR compliance modeling effort, as opposed to which objectives might be begun a little bit later.
Well, my intent was to make some identification in what I said, and clearly we can discuss it on the meeting. I don't think there's going to be a lot of argument or disagreement on it. Maybe I'm being a Pollyanna, but you know, the ones related to things like consumer confidence and my mind has gone blank now. But the ones that really have to do with the law enforcement, what terms are in the who is, what fields are in the who is, and how accessible are they, are the ones that are really the key ones. It doesn't affect any of the implementation of the current review. It doesn't really affect compliance. It'll affect what compliance does, but not our evaluation of compliance. So I think it's going to be relatively well constrained, but I'll do a first pass, and certainly if anyone disagrees, we can have a good discussion on it. Were you envisioning something more controversial than that when you looked at it?
This is Lisa again. I didn't necessarily hear any controversy. I just know that the terms of reference has already been formally adopted, so changes to the terms of reference need to be equally embraced by the full review team. I just wanted to make sure that was, in your in the process that you envisioned.
Yeah, and if there's not sufficient member attendance at a meeting, then we'll put it out in email. But I'm not expecting a lot of controversy, so I'm hoping we can get it adopted formally, sent into the board, and get it off our table. It's taken long enough. Back to you, Jean-Baptiste.
Thank you, Alan. I believe, unless there are any other questions on that, we can move to the next topic.
Okay.
So, yes, Alice, you have your hand raised.
Sorry, getting off mute. So I do have a question with respect to work then. Are we leaving the work plan as is for now until we've had a chance to discuss the phased approach on the plenary call with your edits, Alan? I think it'll be useful as well to talk about work plan on the plenary call, assuming that the review team is comfortable with the edits that are made. So they will be able to have an impact on the overall work plan, as you can imagine.
It will, and I've been trying to think about how we can have a discussion on work plan without having people's eyes glaze over, because that's what seems to happen when we present the whole detailed line-by-line work plan.
So maybe we could use some slides with some of the key dates, like key events, milestones during the review life cycle, so it's easier for people to, visualize and envision the whole timeline.
I think so. And okay. Sort of now it sounds like we're we're bifurcating, we're splitting into two streams with two different timelines associated with them. And if we can, you know, sort of summarize those in a clear chart, I think we can get any discussion that needs to be raised and try to come to closure on that. Because I don't sense at all that with the full detailed timelines, we are really getting people to focus on them. And that'll come up, that'll come back to one of the other points I wanted to raise of just how do we get from here to the face-to-face meeting where we plan to have actual things to discuss. And I think those two have a, you know, a common thread to them. We really need people to get their mind around this, and I'm not sure we're doing that today. Back to you, Alice.
Yes, so I was going to say, so for the Friday call, then what we'll do is we'll have a slide with the key dates for the current work plan. And then if the conversation goes well, on the whole phase approach, and we'll prepare something for the Monday call with a revised work plan, if you will, like work plan with key dates in the slide, so that we don't, you know, presuppose that I don't want to make assumptions for this Friday's call that you're moving forward the phase approach. So I would be more comfortable talking about the new work plan on Monday. Does that make sense?
That's fine.
Okay with you?
That's fine with
okay.
me.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sorry about this. Yeah.
Thank you, Alice. No problem. Thank you for input. So on the subgroups first, studying the tenant status. So after the plenary call, we saw your email that went to Stephanie and Thomas, and Thomas has shared his document. So now this is all saved. There was not much activity apart for the complaint subgroup, which is meeting this week in Los Angeles. So we still have no papers for two topics, and that is for the common interface and anything new. So we have a few suggestions to get some things moving. So the first one is to have you to individually each reach out to the reporter of the subgroups you are a member of. And to have reporters of each subgroup confirm their work statements on Friday's plenary call. And finally, to have each reporter set internal deadline depending on their workloads for reading assignments to be complete.
You can consider an action item for me today to reach out to Volker and Stephanie and tell them that I hope they will be on. Explain that I will hope they will be on the whole, on the meeting and for the whole meeting, and present the status of their reports and go into some detail.
So this is Susan. I'm in LA at a GSO Council strategic planning meeting,
mm-hmm.
which then goes into the intersessional. So I know, Stephanie's here. We talked about the call. Obviously, it's 5:30 in the morning, so.
Well, we know there's no conflict then.
Yeah.
other than sleep.
Right. So hopefully, and I'll give her another nudge. We talked a little bit about the review team just in a break yesterday, so I'll give her another nudge today.
Well, maybe that and the email will have some effect.
Okay.
Back to you, Jean-Baptiste.
Sorry, Alan, we have Alice in the queue.
Oh, sorry.
Yes. Hi again. So another question and another component in the equation here as well is we need to make sure that the work statements that were produced for the other groups are final. It feels like they're in a state of flux now where it's not clear which one is final and will be executed, if you will. So I think we'll need to seek confirmation from the rapporteurs that this is ready to go and should be the roadmap for the group. If that makes sense. Just making things official, you know.
That's fine with me. Other than my comments on Erica's one last night, I haven't seen a lot of negatives. So I'm assuming most of them are relatively final.
I think, sorry, this is Catherine. I think there was at least for the ones where I was involved, when, where Volker was also part of the team, of course, I suggested that we wait for his input since he was on parental leave, but I understand
right.
he's been back for a couple of days. So he probably should have had a chance to take a look. So if he hasn't objected, I guess we can take that as consent, no?
Unless you presume he's actually running his business instead of doing this. We may want to reach out. Perhaps Jean-Baptiste, if you could reach out to him and ask him whether he's managed to review all of the work plans of which he was a member.
So,
sorry,
again.
I was on the chat for the.
Go ahead, Jean-Baptiste.
No, I just said that. That no problem. I can do that. Go ahead.
Okay. So, you know, I mean, with a compliance work plan, it's a very broad plan, and so I can see, as we dig into things, you know, variables coming up that we go, oh, we need to look at that. So I was just wondering, you know, how complete do the templates have to be to move on to doing the actual work?
I'll give you my answer. It's Alan speaking. I think essentially what we have talked about to date, I think is sufficient. They vary to some extent in detail, but I think they all, you know, sort of address, you know, try to address what we have to do. And the next step, I think, is the crucial one of, for each of the work groups, how are we going to get from here to there? You know, what are we going to do next? And I'm not sure what's in the list of required actions that we haven't talked about yet, but one of the things I'm going to suggest is actually have people present a work plan verbally and then, you know, and perhaps in writing as to what actions are going to have to be taken. So by the time we come to the April meeting, we have something to something of substance to discuss.
Okay, that makes sense.
It you know, now that we have a meeting, we have a deadline, but I think we really have to nudge people, and that includes myself for the ones I'm leading to actually do some work and make sure that it's not all done the week before the deadline, which, if left to the natural courses, that often is what happens.
So I'll take another look at the PPSAI and see if there's anything else that, you know, should be included in that. And
okay.
Then and nudge Volker there, too.
Okay, thanks. Lisa, please go ahead.
Thanks. I agree with what you just described, Alan, and I wanted to suggest that maybe each of you, all of you are involved in a couple of subgroups that you are not the rapporteur for. If you could take a glance at the work plans sort of with a gap analysis mindset and look to see whether if there are briefings that are identified that's enough for example, for ICANN.org to begin preparing those briefings for you. If there are materials identified that are not already available, we can start gathering those for you. Last I looked, everything that you'd identified was already available on your wikis. You know, if there are advanced steps that we need to take behind the scenes to make sure that you have the materials you need to dig in, identifying those sooner rather than later is helpful.
Yeah, the only substantive one I know about is my request for the written summaries of what has happened on the last recommendations, and I was waiting to send that in for an indication from Trang as to what deadline was reasonable, and I think I was still waiting on that. I'm not sure it was a formal action item or not. You know, ignoring that, I can just put a deadline in, and either it'll be acted on or complained about, but I think last time I was waiting for Trang to get back.
Actually, there was a response to that. This is Lisa again, and we can talk about that separately. But on this point, each of the work plans, I think, well, I shouldn't say each, but several of the work plans identified additional briefings that might be helpful. And if we can confirm exactly what those are, we can, or additional materials, we can begin working on the, on those as well.
All right. Would it be reasonable for you to consolidate those into a single list so that we can look at them and then make sure that, you know, we have a single, in a single place, all of the things we're expecting from ICANN.org in order to do the work?
Yes, I think we had developed a matrix that summarized
okay.
all the plans.
Oh,
we
okay.
can revisit that and, you know, make sure that it's, it reflects your current
okay.
Documents.
Okay, if it's on that matrix, then fine. I... Back to you, Jean-Baptiste. And you were pulling up the matrix, I suspect.
You read my mind. The matrix. I'm just concerned. It might be a bit hard to read, so feel free to zoom in.
And I printed out a copy, and that's hard to read too.
but here, I mean, you have as Lisa mentioned, you have the list of briefings which are requested from each subgroup, and also one action item was to do a comparison between the current size of the subgroup. And the estimate of the ideal size, sorry. So this column has been added just to compare the two.
All right. Then I guess we should review those in the meeting on Friday also.
Yeah. And in fact, I mean, if you have a quick look, that's only for safeguard registrant data that the estimated of ideal size is lower than the actual subgroup.
Can I make one small request? Can you change the title line on that one to be some light shading and black type? The white type on blue, dark blue background is completely unreadable for me.
Sure.
All right, let's go back to the list you had on before.
Can I? I have to get off the call because it's at 9 a.m. I have a nighttime 9 a.m. I have the meeting, but I just wanted to bring up, and I hate to bring this topic up again, but the CCNSO offer to place people now, which is crazy, except that it did come to mind that was that a decision we put out to the whole review team?
No, well, at this point, Katrina has said that unless we have specific targeted requests of what we want from them, they will not add anyone.
I mean, but we could make a targeted request.
We could if we believe that they can add something specific to any of these groups.
Right. So I just didn't know whether, and, you know, I sort of agree with you that it's really too late for the continuity of the group, but I didn't know if we made that decision as a leadership team or to the whole
team. I see what you're saying. Yes, that is something we should probably ratify with the group on Friday.
Okay, that sounds good.
Good. Thanks for catching that.
I'll stay on, but I'm going to be on mute again, so
okay.
A little while, and then I'll have to jump off.
Thank you, Susan. Jean-Baptiste?
Thank you, Susan. Are there any questions or comments on subgroups?
I think we want to send out a message, and I'll ask you to do that, saying that on the Friday call we would like each team leader or representative of the team, if the team leader is not there, to discuss just how they plan to organize their work so that by April we have something of substance.
Okay. We'll add that to the generical indication then.
Good. Thank you. Back to you.
Okay, one last interjection here. This is difficult. I was just wondering if we come to a point again like we did last Monday's meeting, and you know, we turned that into a compliance working team call, but I'm wondering if we shouldn't just, like, I don't want to waste these plenary calls, and we, you know, the compliance working team didn't, but maybe we just focus, if we come to a point where we don't have anything else on the regular agenda, we're prepared to focus on one of the subgroups and have the whole review team actually provide input, just almost off the cuff, but everybody's familiar with the topic. And so I think it might move things forward and get people moving a little bit. Like PPSAI, a lot of people have a lot of, you know, interest in that topic. So that might be a good one to just sort of give it a little oomph.
I have no problem with that. While you're still on, I should note that I probably will not be on the call on Monday. I'm scheduled for cataract surgery on Monday, and I have no clue at this point if I'll be called in early in the morning or not. As surgery goes, they say it takes 10 minutes, and it's a breeze, but I will likely not be at my phone. But I may be called in later. I may be called in later in the day, and I will be able to attend, but at this point I can't be sure. I won't be told until Sunday when I'm due into the hospital.
Okay, well, I'm more than happy to fill in if needed. And Catherine, you know, I don't know what your schedule's like, too.
I'm fairly flexible.
I'll leave it to the two of you. So, back to Jean-Baptiste, I think.
Thank you, Ellen. So what we included in the slides today and which may be echoed as well in the slides on Friday's call is an extract of the work plan with the next steps for the subgroups, which might help them guide their discussion on how they plan implementing their work. So just an FYA.
That previous slide you had on, I don't know what the titles are.
You mean the?
I don't know which each column. I don't know which column is. Sorry.
So this is extracted from the work plan, and this is one extract of one subgroup, so that is, like, for example, this one is for who is one review team recommendations, and here you have it separated, like, with the different milestones in it. So for administrative duties, the work plan execution, preparing the draft report section, and so on, and with different estimated start date and end date.
Okay, so the start date, end date. And what is the number?
Yeah.
117, 111.
I believe this is the number of days. Yes, so sorry about that.
I see. It's the difference between the two dates. Got it. Sorry, I was trying to make sense out of it, and it just wouldn't come. Thank you.
No problem. Any other questions?
No, I just.
Okay. So on subgroups, so this week we have the compliance subgroup meeting with ICANN Compliance Management that is scheduled at 17 Pacific time, 5 p.m. Pacific time, sorry. The day is missing on that, but I believe it's on
It
is Thursday, the 1st, I believe. Thursday evening.
Yeah, Thursday, correct.
Yeah.
And so, Alan, you mentioned that you will be attending as well. I see you are...
I have no conflict, so I do plan to attend.
Okay. And so we have shared the final list of questions with compliance management so that they can prepare, considering this is a one-hour meeting, it will go fast. So just a heads up.
And on that, thank you. I don't know if Susan's still on the line or not, but if she is, thank you for doing the work on that and for other people contributing. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Yes, and as Lisa says, it's tomorrow already. So on the Who is One recommendation briefing, so that was a question earlier, Alan. So I can now estimate that it would take approximately 8 weeks to fulfill the request. And I can suggest having riveting prioritized topics so material can be sent as completed.
Okay. That's going to be tight given our April meeting, but you'll have the request today, the formal request, although I like to think perhaps you've already started working on it because it was well known it was coming. But
Lisa, you will have
that regardless.
This is Lisa. I think there are two ways that you might consider prioritizing the request. One is to look at the items that you've asked for all of the recommendations and whether there's anything in that list you would want prioritized over the others. For example, I know you expressed some concern about, you know, estimating the duration or effort that went into a particular recommendation,
mm-hmm.
and maybe that's something that's lower priority for you. The other is to look at the individual recommendations and think about whether a written briefing doesn't help a lot for some of those recommendations. For example, I'm thinking the one on annual reports, you may not have a lot of questions beyond the information you already have, and so maybe that's lower priority for you. These are completely suggestions on my part. I hope you would prioritize as you see fit. But just some thoughts about how to focus the effort, near-term effort, on things you need the most.
Yeah, but on that, I'm not on things like annual reports. I think the implementation is going to be yes, we are doing it, and we can point to the ones we've already done. I don't think we're going to need pages of dialogue on those. You know, there are others such as the Who is Accuracy that were quite involved and required a lot of work and. Understanding that is, I think, is important. Some of them, you know, it was effectively accomplished with the board directive to say do it and ICANN staff saying yes. So I'm certainly not expecting pages and pages on some of these. They're going to be pretty concise. I don't know how to convey that message, but, we're not going to rate you based on the number of pages.
While I don't disagree with that, obviously producing any written document and having it reviewed and agreed upon internally before sharing takes time. So if you want to focus that time on other recommendations that add value, that'll help.
I will do that, and I will take it upon myself to simply do it because we don't have time at this point to go back and forth, given that we're now talking 8 weeks. All right, back to you, Jean-Baptiste.
Thank you, Alan. Was you on mute? No, I'm not. Okay, perfect. Unless there are any other questions on that, moving on to the face-to-face meeting. So you have seen that we have secured a second face-to-face meeting in Brussels on the 16, 17, 18 of April. We saw that you have recently confirmed that you are okay with it. So moving forward, we would suggest informing the review team about those dates so that we can move on and have a travel contact the review team. And on what we wanted to mention is that for ICANN 62, in case the review team is planning on having a face-to-face meeting in Panama, the deadline to submit a request for a face-to-face meeting is to be sent between the 27th of February through the 27th of March. So just a day to keep in mind.
Let us have a discussion on that at the meeting on Friday.
Okay.
I think it's, there's absolutely no doubt that we're going to have a public meeting, whether we continue with our practice of not having a face-to-face working meeting is something we need to confirm.
Okay. Good. Any other questions on that, Alan?
Don't think so.
Okay.
I see no hands.
Perfect. Catherine, no hands as well, I believe. So on the review of milestones and reaching progress, so we would like to show you so for the fact sheet every month, so what we consider can be updated and have your approval on that. So I believe Brenda, you had it uploaded it. So this is the fact sheet that is appearing on the screen for the month of December. So last one that was approved was for November. And based on the different discussions and progress of the review team, we have identified that the two changes that were to be brought were on adult and published terms of reference, and I wouldn't think, I'm sorry if you couldn't zoom. So the two milestones that needed updating for December were the ones on the terms of reference and the work plan. So the original figures in November were 70% for both, and we believe that based on the different discussions in December, those two can be changed to 90 and 85%, considering that there was more progress at that time on the terms of reference. And so what we would do moving forward is every time there is a fact sheet that we would provide you with the different updates that we have identified for your review.
Yeah, I would say on the terms of reference is 95. You know, we really had submitted it and we were finished unless the caucus group had any input to us. And they now have a little bit of input, so we'll be making a minor change. So I'd increase that one to 95.
I mean, if you recall, like the review team had they could get back with comments to you after beginning of January. So that's the reason why we left it at 90%.
Okay, it's not a big thing. The amount of discussion we're going to have over it and the amount of work we're going to do, I think, you know, says it's almost complete, but not a big difference
okay.
either way. Whatever you feel comfortable with.
Okay. Well, we'll follow your suggestion to change it to 95%.
Okay.
Just before I move on, I just wanted to see whether Catherine has any questions.
No, thank you. Not at this time. Just for aware, I'm going to have to drop off the Adobe because I'm traveling to another meeting, but I continue to listen in.
Okay. So moving on to the other one. So on the outreach plan, we had not received any comments from the review team. So we wanted to know whether this could be considered approved and published. On the wiki, and based on the first milestone of the outreach plan, so we will be sharing a blog post for your review, so that it can go once the terms of reference and work plan are approved.
I think we're okay on that at this point.
Okay.
Yeah, same here.
Moving on so to the suggested plenary call agenda for Friday. So there were a few updates based on today's discussion, but what we had suggested is to discuss the terms of reference and work plan, do a review of subgroups and their work, and confirm the request for the return implementation briefing, discussion on face-to-face meeting, and schedule subgroup calls, if any.
Okay, and we added to number three the request that the leader or a representative of each subteam discuss how they plan to move forward to be mm-hmm. prepared for the face-to-face.
Yep.
And under and numbers
at the AGAIN 62 discussion as well.
Yeah. Sorry.
We'll add the AGAIN 62 discussion as well.
Yes, please. And under number six. As per Susan's suggestion, then it's schedule any subgroups or meeting or subgroup, I don't know what to call it, subgroup discussions of the plenary.
Yep.
And I think that's it.
Alan, I have one question.
Go for it.
This is Lisa. I know that there was some thought to looking at the resourcing of all the subgroups with respect to the number of people that each of the work plans identified to decide whether you needed to move anyone around. When do you envision doing that?
Let's put it onto the agenda here. Jean-Baptiste, I think, said earlier that there was only one subgroup where the number – where the number needed was less than the number we have.
Let me have a look, but I recall.
And I presume that's so compliance.
Safeguard Registration Data was, so four right now against two in their first pass planning document. And the other one, there is another one, which is recommendation one strategic priority, where the current size is three and the estimate is one or two.
Okay, I'm not worried about there being too many. So I think let's put the proposal to the group that we are going to keep the existing subgroups unless someone indicates they either want to go on to a group that they're not on or off of a group. Plus, we need to make sure we have the minimum number for the groups that are lacking. And we'll identify those and ask for volunteers onto those. So, in other words, let's try in this meeting and/or the email following it, based on participation, that we are locking in at this point what the subteams are, based on what they are, people's wishes to be on or off, and the need to get up to the minimum.
Lisa and Ray.
Thank you, Lisa, for raising that issue, and over to you.
Thanks. Just two observations. I actually like the idea of locking in the groups and moving forward, but two observations. One is that if any of the objectives end up being on a deferred timeline, that might cause you to think about whether the people assigned to those subgroups are assigned elsewhere and need to be maybe adjusted. The other point to raise is that we know we have a couple of subgroups that have lagged behind, and this might be a time for the leadership to think about whether you want to assign a different rapporteur if you have someone who doesn't have time to, you know, dedicate to the review team right now.
Well, I think that's one of the issues we should raise, that if you're not going to be able to put the time into it, say so, and let's not continue playing games. The split timeline, however, is really relevant in that I think there's a reasonable chance that we may end up with some people with nothing assigned to them. And I have a visceral reaction to that, and that is not positive. But that means until we decide which of the ones we acknowledge, which of the ones we're doing, we are going to defer. We really cannot lock in the teams at that point. So I think we're going to have to defer the locking in based on the, on that factor. Do we still have the matrix of where we had all the people down in the columns and across the which sub-teams they were or vice versa? Do we not? Is that is I presume that's somewhere on the wiki.
Yes.
Alan, sorry, just to second what Lisa was just saying. I mean, I think we should maybe just I agree with you that we shouldn't let people just off the hook, but maybe we should avoid a situation where three people who are not able to dedicate any meaningful time to the task, and I acknowledge that I myself at times have not been able to do things within the deadline, but we should avoid a situation where three people are not delivering and are on the same sub team and that nobody delivers in the end at all. So maybe that's also a question of just looking to see whether we need to reshuffle any of the sub teams a little bit to make sure that there is somebody dedicated on each team, if you see what I mean. And maybe
another way
to do that would be to check whether everybody's happy with their current assignment, whether anybody wants to change anything.
Yeah, I agree. I think that the first step is asking them. I really not resent, but I think if we're in the position where the leadership, mommy and daddy, have to tell people what to do when they're not actually delivering, I think we're in a bad state. People should understand that if they have a problem, they should admit it, and if they are not going to be able to put any time into this whole thing, resign from the group. But if they stay on the group, then we're expecting people to deliver. So I don't think it should be us telling people they have to get off the group or change the leadership, but I think people have to be really pragmatic about this. So it sounds like we're not going to come to closure on the teams on this meeting because of that, but I will, when I make the suggestions of which ones to defer and which ones not to defer, I think what I might do is take that matrix and change the order of the, I guess it's the rows, to divide them into two sections. And then it'll be easier to see is, are there people who don't have anything on the short term? So let me give that a try. I'll try to get that done prior to the meeting and send it out at the same time. Lisa or Jean-Baptiste or somebody or Alice, where is that matrix kept, under what section of the wiki? I sometimes have trouble finding things there.
I'm looking. I'm looking into
the. It's on the home page for subgroups.
Ah, okay.
The same matrix is.
Yep. On the home page for subgroups.
So the very
first line is this matrix. Let me see what that matrix is. That's not the one. The one where it just had X's. To show who was in which subgroup.
Oh, to show the interest of people?
That's right.
I think we may have that via email.
Yeah.
Is that possible?
It's possible.
Yeah, I think so.
In that case, can someone send me the last copy?
Will
be. You would also find it in the meeting materials for one of these leadership calls, but we should post it here as well.
Yeah. So either send it to me or post it there, either way. And we are just about finished the hour. Are we finished the meeting? lots of things to do before Friday.
Yeah.
I would really, if possible, sorry, the plenary call schedule, if that's still a possibility.
Sorry, say that again, Catherine.
The plenary call schedule.
Yes.
That was the last thing before AOB, no? Or am I?
Well, I think we just talked about that.
The plenary call schedule.
Catherine, you're asking about future dates?
Do you mean the schedule of when we hold meetings or the agenda for the meetings?
The schedule for when we hold meetings.
Oh, okay,
My wishful thinking made it such that I thought we were also having a meta discussion. Because in particular, when the Monday calls are canceled, I miss everything. And then, of course, I can go and listen to the recording. But, this alternating solution that was supposed to accommodate both Parka and me doesn't really work when we don't have a call on Mondays, because then I just miss it altogether. And I recognize that, I myself chose to be with my children on a Friday afternoon, so maybe I have to switch afternoons, but as of now it's not possible. So I was just wondering whether maybe there's a chance to review this at some point in the next weeks or months.
Okay, yeah. Scheduling is Jean-Baptiste's code word for agendas. So that's why you misunderstood. But it is a valid discussion. We ended up with this because it was the only way we could figure out how to get weekly meetings or one meeting per week on the average, because we couldn't find a single time to accommodate everyone. But I tend to agree at this point it is not working, because we don't tend to have enough plenary work to fill up the two consecutive meetings, which is essentially a three-hour meeting, spread over 2 days. I'm not sure how we're going to fix it, because I think if we do the doodle over again, we're going to end up with the same results. If you have any suggestions, since you're one of the people involved, I'm not quite sure how to. We can certainly have the discussion. I'm not quite sure how it's going to end up with a different result. But you're right. It isn't working now.
Yeah. Thanks. I was wondering whether there's any way to, move, not just have a weekend between the calls. I think it would even be better if we had one call on a Monday and then on the Friday in that same week, because that leaves 3 working days, and then maybe some work could happen in between the meetings. I mean, the fact that now we just have the weekend, it means that literally we pick up where we left off on the Friday afternoon on the Monday call, if we have it, pretty much, for many of us.
So I think that's
part of the problem.
You're suggesting a Monday and a Friday call every second week.
Yeah, for example.
Well, otherwise, it becomes a Monday call 1 week, and then almost 2 weeks later, and we're back where we are. We're just labeling them differently.
Exactly.
So that's
where we are now. So, and also the second possibility might be to check with Parka, because he was the only one who could not do the Monday, whether his work meeting has stayed the same now that he's back from parental leave.
Well, let's put the item on the agenda and talk about, meeting scheduling, meeting. Well, either Jean-Baptiste is going to have to change the word schedule to agenda, or we're going to have to come up with a new code word.
No, I'm sorry. It was my fault. You know how you have this confirmatory bias when you want to talk about something and you see something resembling that.
Understand.
My fault entirely.
Yeah, no, Catherine, I think your point is well taken, that what we have right now is clearly not working. So why don't we put an item on the agenda to suggest that we switch to a Monday and Friday of every second week, and maybe that will make it more amenable to people's schedules. I thought the Monday meeting is the one Volker couldn't make, though, so that may not help him. But
yes, that's the one. So we would keep the same alternation. We would just change the time between the two meetings to maybe have something happen in between them. That would mean we could have a Friday call that made sense.
Or vice versa,
the Monday call makes sense.
You do realize that means we may need an extra leadership call every 2 weeks. Do you really want that?
Well, you know, I think we can handle that one. That one seems to, just figuring out our three agendas hasn't been as difficult as the rest.
Maybe we can be a bit more skilled and plan both meetings at the same meeting and not have to have a second leadership call. We're right now spending more time on leadership calls. If we're not careful, we're going to spend more time on leadership calls than we are on the actual work calls. Maybe that's reasonable. I don't know. All right, I do have to leave now. Let's add that item to the agenda, Jean-Baptiste, please.
Yep.
I'll let you call it whatever you want.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you all. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.